Hi, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, we're a day removed from April Fool's, and certainly today was no joke, as we had some lake effect snow and still do in spots, although it has morphed itself a little bit, and we'll get into the details on that in a second. But this morning, we had two distinct lake effect snow bands, albeit thin ones, but they did affect a lot of real estate. And as a result, we had lots of reports of some spinouts and some accidents around this morning. That's not to say that everything was caused by the weather, but certainly the weather did not help. And we had some pretty decent snowfall reports, too, coming down from this. A lot of the heavier reports were to the west of the Hudson River Valley from Schoharie County all the way through the Mohawk Valley and into the Adirondacks, generally speaking, just over a half an inch to over 3 inches. Falling there, we had a report of just over an inch in Latham in the immediate Capital District, and upwards of an inch or two across most of the Berkshires too, at least from Pittsfield and points to the north. So thankfully, as we're heading into this afternoon, that warm April sunshine is trying to do its work. In some spots, it's out bright as can be. In other spots, we've got some of those dark black bottom clouds that are trying to inhibit any sun from getting through. And that is not an uncommon thing, certainly for us here in the Northeast this time of year. But what we're seeing now is the lake effect snows sort of becoming a little bit more cellular. Plenty of cold air aloft, of course, in the wake of that front that came through here yesterday, right around this time, in fact, that brought a quick burst of some heavy rain and the cold air in behind it that got those lake effect snow bands going here overnight. But through the rest of the day today, we're going to shift our focus away from the snow, although, again, some scattered snow showers will still stay with us, now encompassing a good chunk of the North Country all the way down to as close as about Clifton Park and even into the Capital District in spots. But through the rest of the day today, the wind will continue to pick up. It started to do so about an hour or two ago, and the wind will be howling as we head on through this afternoon. We'll see some wind gusts at times easily over 30 miles per hour. And temperatures today are not going to be moving much, folks. We bottomed out this morning in the Capital District, specifically in Albany, at 25 degrees, and temperatures now are just over 30. So despite the warm April sunshine, cold air trumps it today, and that means that our temperatures will not get out of the 30s, nor will they pretty much anywhere else across the WAMC listening area, and temperatures will feel even colder than that as we head through this afternoon, again, courtesy of that west-northwest wind. However, there are some changes that are coming to our weather, just going to take about another 48 hours to take hold. As we head through the rest of the day today, again, the wind and the cold will be with us, some scattered clouds and some scattered snow showers for the night tonight. It'll be a chilly one out there, to say the least, especially for early April, with the overnight lows in the teens and low 20s. We'll keep that wind going, although it won't be gusting as much. It will still be rather breezy out there, 10 to 20 plus miles per hour here through the overnight hours. And then tomorrow, really kind of a carbon copy of today. Temperatures in the upper 30s, some scattered snow showers, and also a gusty wind. In fact, the wind tomorrow could be a little bit more stout than it is today, maybe even prompting the Weather Service to issue some advisories. But, of course, that's their responsibility. If they do issue those, we'll let you know about them, of course. But no matter how you slice it, it will be a blustery day out there for the third day of April here tomorrow. Some relief starts to show up as we head into the day on Thursday, though. We'll finally allow that April sun to do a little bit more work as a ridge of high pressure starts to slide off to our east. That will open the door. In fact, it'll close the door on the northwest and west wind. It'll open the door for a little bit more opportunity to warm up a bit, and temperatures will make their way up into the upper 40s and low 50s across the area. It'll feel awfully nice out there, again, especially as compared to what we're enduring now and what we will endure during the day here tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds as we head into the day here on your Friday. Temperatures a touch cooler as it looks now, courtesy of some clouds coming in. The highs will still make their way up into the mid and upper 40s. Much the same here on your Saturday, and then back to 50 we go here on Sunday with clouds and a couple of spotty showers. So I wish I had better news for you, especially if you're a fan of spring. This is kind of the time of year where people do start to get a little bit grumpy around here, but I will say that our average high for this time of year is in the low 50s. By the end of the month, average highs get up into the mid 60s. So just hang on, folks. It's coming. I hope you have a great afternoon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.